Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
So we have a session, a legislative session, that has officially come to a close, and now we wait.
Yeah, it's kind of weird even to say it's come to a close, because really it hasn't. The budget problems still are obviously in front of us. The governor now is going to have to unilaterally decide what he's going to do through the unallotment process because of the legislative and governor inaction, I guess. They just weren't able to come to an agreement at the end of the day.
The upshot of all of this is that the only way now to balance the budget, from what I can tell anyway, is by cutting expenses, cutting the services, cutting whatever they have to do, because there really isn't a revenue side to this anymore.
Yeah, that's part of the problem when the legislature cannot come to an agreement with the governor and the governor has to unallot. Essentially, all he then can do is cut. He doesn't have the single power to raise revenues, and the legislature now has given him spending bills that leaves a gap between what we spend and what we take in. Mm-hmm. So now he's going to have to figure out through the process of cutting or unallotment to the tune of $2.5-3 billion, and that's going to be some real wide felt cuts.
And this is over the next biennium. So this starts July 1 and continues through June 30th, 2011.
Yep, you bet. The 2010-2011 biennium, which does give us as a state a little bit of upside potential, I guess, because of the session. The legislature will meet again next February. Mm-hmm. So they would have some time mid-budget to maybe do some corrections and give them an opportunity to hopefully start talking with the governor, and the governor to talk with them, mm-hmm. and to come to some sort of agreements. Maybe that could help correct some of the short-term cuts that the governor's going to have to make.
The real tangible kinds of things that we can expect out of this unallotment process.
Well, you just look at the budget. 75% of it is education and healthcare. And when I talk about healthcare, it's the whole social service gamut. So, I would say that the governor has been pretty adamant about and the Democrats have talked about keeping education held harmless. So if you take that off the table, then you look at social services, you look at welfare spending, you look at healthcare spending, you look at hospital reimbursements, nursing homes, and those cuts tend to be pretty real. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are people that aren't searching for government handouts; they're just searching for help. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a tough decision for the governor to make. Higher ed is also something that's out there yet that could potentially be cut. Mm-hmm. That, of course, could potentially lead to higher tuition. And, we're in a tough economic time, as everybody knows, and it's just very critical that the governor makes some pretty well-calculated decisions on this.
Absolutely. Well, Brad, I want to thank you for being with us today, and you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. And we will catch you next week.
Thanks.